It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center softball with head coach Andy Lebo. Ends up being a 14-4, four-inning win over Applington Parkersburg here on Tuesday night. Coach, just your initial thoughts on this win, a game where you're able to really break it open late and put these new run rules into effect.
You know, they jumped out on us early, and we settled down a little bit, came out in the bottom half of that first inning and got, I think, four runs there and got the lead back. And girls played well. You know, we had a tough game last night with Dyke New Hartford and lost that in the top of the seventh. And you always worry about the next day showing up, and girls came out, showed up, and did a nice job.
So when it comes to kind of navigating this game, you had mentioned it, you kind of got down early, but it seemed like taking advantage of the opponent's mistakes was kind of a big factor in this one. What can you say about how your team was really able to capitalize when it had those opportunities?
You know, we ran bases really well tonight. That's one of the areas where we've kind of struggled a little bit, but you're right, we did take some advantage of some of the wild pitch or pass balls, or we hustled down the line and made it a little bit tougher on them to make the play, how to get the out at first, and just credit to our kids for hustling and doing the right things there.
Mm-hmm. Maddie Hendershot ends up going the complete four-inning game here in this one. I know she isn't your main pitcher on the season, part of that rotation, if you will, I guess. What can you say about her, how she's kind of come along throughout her season so far, even though, again, maybe you gave up a few base runners here or there where maybe you could have gotten it out,
We're pretty fortunate. We've got three girls that can throw at the varsity level, and she's come out and had a great season for us so far. Last year, she was our primary pitcher, and we rode her a long ways. And she comes out, she throws strikes, and just battles, and she's a great competitor in the circle for us.
Mm-hmm. And offensively, a ton of different people we could point to, I suppose. I know Allison Cock had a few big hits in this one. Lauren Zajac drove in a few runs. What can you say, offensively about tonight's performance?
They came out, and I like the approach. We talked a little bit about, hitting the ball to the right side or right center gap a little bit more, sitting back. It seems like the last few games we've been pulling off them a little bit. And a lot better with 2-0 counts, 2-1 counts, and even with two strikes, we shortened up a little bit and put the ball in play. So a lot more aggressive tonight, and I thought the girls did a good job.
When it comes to navigating the rest of the week, you got a couple more games with Union and AGWSR, and then you'll play several games on Saturday as well down at BCLUW.
Yeah, tomorrow night we travel down to Union. Haven't looked to see much yet on them. I'll do that tonight. And then a big conference game for us at home here against Ackley. They're playing really good softball right now, and we're 3-0 in the league and in leading it. We want to continue to keep that zero on the right side of things. And then day off on Friday, and then we play Gilbert, and then turn around and play a South Hamilton team that we played last weekend. So it's how it is this time of year. It's just pretty much every day, and just gotta make sure that we show up every day and we're ready to play.
Mm-hmm. What are going to be some of the biggest areas you're kind of hoping to shore up or continue improving on? Now that we're a few weeks into the season, what are gonna kind of be some of those big talking points for you guys here as you go forward?
Defensively, AP tonight really put the ball in play and came out early and hit the ball well. And we need to shore some things up defensively and make sure that routine plays, we're making those and getting those outs. It's tough enough to get three outs instead of having to get four and five outs if we're making errors. But then I'd say base running is probably the next thing. We're trying to be more aggressive there. Tonight we didn't bunt as much, but we're starting to do more and more of that too, and play a little more small ball, trying to become a full service softball team.
Any final thoughts or any of your other players you want to recognize here for their efforts here in this one?
It's tough to name them all, because I thought all of them had a good job or did a good job tonight. And the thing to keep in mind too is we got a lot of girls on the bench that don't get the chance to see the varsity action, but they're learning, and these girls that are playing now, they were all in there to begin with, so it's credit to them for sticking around and doing this. And we play the varsity game first, now they're going to play the JV game next. And I'm just proud of all of them. We're a lot of unselfishness in there with the bunting, and you don't see much complaining and things of that nature. So they're it's a good team. It's a fun team to coach.
You bet. Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo, thanks for the time tonight.
I appreciate your time. Thanks, John.